はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第43回日本文化レッスンでございます。こんにちは、夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here。 Natsuko-san, what are we talking about today?
Moving.
Yes. Now, Sachiko-san, why would we be talking about moving at the end of March?
The new school year starts in April, and the end of the fiscal year is also in late March. So a lot of companies will rearrange their personnel, or they'll start new programs in April.
Plus, you have the new people who just joined the company, moving to new locations. As you said, school, new semesters. So, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
What percentage of the Japanese population is moving?
I don't have any data here.
I think it's 67.8%. I looked it up yesterday. Not
not that many.
No, I don't think so.
But quite a few.
A lot.
Yes.
Especially college kids who are just starting college, or they're moving to a different campus because they've moved on.
Yeah, so this is just the season to be moving.
Yes.
And to get, it's quite a headache. But let's just get an idea of how often Japanese people move. Natsuko-san. How many times have you moved?
Don't ask me. I think it's more than 10 times.
Yeah, I am way over 10. Probably around 20.
Really? 20? That's insane.
Yeah, it's...
Oh my goodness.
It's up there.
Okay, well, you're an insane person, so that makes sense. No, just kidding. But no, I moved about 10 times, and I thought that was a large number.
Yes.
I thought I'd be number one here, but guess not.
Yeah, well, it's just that common.
It is.
It is.
So I'd say on average, I'd lived in a place for about probably 6 months or so, about a year.
That's really short. Do you like moving? Is that just a little hobby that you have?
There are people who like moving.
Yeah, I know people who love moving. It's just...
Yeah, intimately get to know Japan.
Yes.
Well, several reasons. As you said, I was a student for many years. So,
right. So
I'd move from one dorm to another. Then they'd have outside housing, well, basically apartments near the campus that I go to too. So just kind of add it up. And at first, my moving consisted of just throwing stuff in a backpack. I didn't really have much, but
wow.
A lot of people have furniture. And mm-hmm. When you move the dimensions of a Japanese apartment, you really have to be careful.
You have to calculate down to the millimeter because your refrigerator may not fit into your new apartment.
Yes, that would be
that
a tragedy.
Huge, yeah. Furniture and washing machine. Those two
yes.
are the biggest mm-hmm. pains in the butt.
All right, I don't know if we're going to have to now use the clean. I don't know if we can still use the clean tab on iTunes. We're going to have to see about that there. Okay, but where to start? Now, moving is quite a process. It involves, one, finding a broker, like a realtor broker, mm-hmm. to find a place for you.
Yes.
Two, going around looking for the places. Three, moving into the places, so moving all your stuff. And then four, some customs kind of associated with this.
Yes.
And we'll talk about these because they could really be important, mm-hmm. especially if you want to get along well with your neighbors.
Definitely.
So let's let Natsuko-san walk us through this. Natsuko-san, let's talk about finding a real estate broker or someone who will introduce you to the places.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as I know, that's the only way to get a place.
Yes. You have to find the right broker.
Now, in the U.S., sometimes you can negotiate directly with the owner of the building and things like this. But how common is this in Japan?
I don't think that's very common, especially in cities.
So finding a broker. Now, Natsuko-san, Sachiko-san, how did you ladies find brokers?
I went to the town I want to move in and walked around. And there are always, you know, two or three real estate agents there. So I just walked in and said, I'm looking for a house.
Very, very... I don't even know what to say. Okay, so walking around and looking at... And what made you decide to go in?
Well, they usually have signs and the information about the real estate they're handling.
Right in the front window.
Yes.
So it's kind of like window shopping for a place.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's what it felt like. I just walked into these places with certain conditions that I had to meet. For example, I didn't want to pay more than 1 month in deposit or 1 month in guarantee money.
Yes.
So I had a list of conditions and I just spat it out. I said, listen, I'm looking for this kind of house and if you have it, I'd like to see it. And that made things a lot easier on both them and me.
It sounds like a great strategy, but I think, you know, you're not having everyone follow along with us because let's tell everybody about this gift money and this deposit and how moving into a new place in Japan could actually wind up costing you thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And I know from experience. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Now, Sachiko-san, maybe you can bring everyone up to speed. Why don't we start with the gift money, which is a concept we don't have in the U.S.?
Yes, it's called the leikin, and literally it's written as thank you money, so gift money, to the landlord. This, unfortunately, doesn't come back.
Yes.
What a nice gift.
For them.
And 2 months deposit, if you're looking at a place, even a one-room place, just one room, which you can probably fit your bed, a desk, and have a little room to move around. And then it has a kitchen, a place to shower, and a small bathroom. Even a place like that in Tokyo could cost you around $600 to $700.
Yes, if you're lucky.
Times that by two, because reikin, the gift money, is usually 2 months. Whatever your monthly rent is, you times that by two. So you're talking about $1,500, $1,400 given to the landlord for nothing.
Exactly. And if you're moving every year, that means you're paying that kind of money every year, which
yes.
is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And adds up quick.
Quickly.
I heard a story that this gift money custom is becoming very unpopular in Tokyo recently, but it's still very common in western area of Japan, Kansai area.
The last place I moved into, they were still practicing this custom. But my friend, he moved into a place and he didn't have to pay. And I was really angry.
Yes, it depends on, you know, the landlord and the agent. There are some agents advertising that they won't take any gift monies.
That was one huge point that I made when I was searching for a house.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the gift money to be just 1 month, which is really rare. It's usually two. And also because we have to pay another thing, which is the deposit money. And again, this is usually 2 months worth of rent.
Yes.
So initially, you have to pay 2 months reikin, gift money, 2 months shikikin, deposit money, and the rent.
Yes.
For 1 month.
So that makes up 5 months?
5 months. Now, let's talk about that real estate agent who wants 1 month for his introductory fee.
For which he almost does nothing. He just gives you a piece of paper.
You want to talk about nothing? I went to see him. And you know where we were looking for places? On the internet.
Oh,
so it cost 1 month for him to look up the places on the internet.
And you could have done that by yourself.
Yep. So there it is. 6 months. 6 months.
In a lump sum payment. They usually don't let you pay in installments. It's a lump sum that you have to pay up front.
Up front. Now, slap on furniture and you can easily get up to $10,000 without even breaking a sweat. Which is what it cost the last time I moved into a decent place with me and my wife.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a lot.
That's why you say hikkoshi bimbo in Japanese.
Ah, becoming poor from moving too much.
Yes, you can really become poor. Oh,
our family moved about 10 times before I turned 14. And my mother used to say, 私たちは引っ越し貧乏なのよね. We're poor because we've moved too much.
I really agree.
Yeah, know? Now I understand as an adult.
Moving is very costly in Japan.
Very costly. But I must admit, they do a very good job. So let's kind of wrap up, you know, finding a place. So you go to a real estate agent, you find a place. And then, now we talked about the bad side, but Natsuko kind of mentioned that recently it's becoming less and less popular to pay this gift money. I got the worst of it. The last place I moved into, which had a bedroom, a kitchen, an extra room, and then a separate bathroom and separate shower. So the bathroom and the shower were separate. So all in all, it was about 40 square meters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the rent, the monthly rent, was about $1,100.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. And the place was great, just a little far from the station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got the 6 month treatment.
Oh.
2 months gift.
Oh.
2 months down. Month up front, plus the introductory fee. So
that's a lot of money.
$6,600. Another $4,000 to furnish. Welcome to the 5-digit club. On the other end of the spectrum, my friend, my best friend, and when I heard this story, it kind of really made me angry that he wound up, he only paid 1 month up front and 1 month deposit. So he got the 2 month treatment, which is kind of similar to what you would get in the US, maybe, which I was really, really upset about. But so depending on how well you shop, you can get from 2 months to 6 months.
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge difference up front.
And of course, this is very important for many Japanese people who are moving. They must include this information about the deposit money and the gift money. So it's always written there in the document.
Yeah, definitely. And the advertisement.
Well, I was very lucky. The new place I just recently moved into is about the same size as Peter's apartment, 40 square meters. And I'm paying the equivalent of about $900 US. And I got the 2 month treatment. Sorry, Peter. And another good thing to look for, if the broker is good friends with the landlord, if they've been in business for a long time together, we can make a lot of requests to the landlord through the broker.
Right.
So we moved in on the 11th. And we asked that we not pay for the first 11 days of the month.
Yes.
And because the broker was good friends with the landlord, they're like, okay, no problem. It was very, very easy.
Now, hearing your story, Sachiko-san, brings up one more thing we have to talk about when moving, finding a real estate agent, finding a place to live. And this is the guarantor.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So you found your dream place. You got the 6 months or 2 months up front. You're ready to move in. But wait, Natsuko-san, tell us what we need.
You need a guarantor.
Yes. And what is this person doing?
Well, what does a guarantor do? Guarantees.
Yeah, well, this is kind of a big guarantee. This person who is also signing with you is guaranteeing that you're going to pay your rent, you're going to pay your bills, you're going to abide by certain rules. And this is quite a big commitment. You know, because if you decide not to pay or, you know, there's some kind of issue, this is going to reflect bad on that person.
Right.
And sometimes for foreign people, it's a bit of a hassle to find someone to do this.
Right.
And sometimes in the past, this was very prevalent. Now, I think times are changing. Now, Natsuko-san, you mentioned that some places, they even advertise no gift money. Well, some places even advertise no guarantor.
Wow.
So it gets to be quite a long advertisement. No gift money, 1 month deposit, no guarantor needed, and so on. So it's a real project.
Really is.
It is.
And usually for a guarantor, I think for Japanese people, we just ask our family members who are here. Because it is a huge responsibility that you're asking people.
Yes.
And I wouldn't feel comfortable asking anyone outside my family.
I agree.
But if you don't have family in Japan, I can understand how that might be, you know, difficult.
I hear that, you know, sometimes the company employer guarantees.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I did when I was living overseas in New York City. I had my employer just be my guarantor because I didn't have family.
Yes, I think that's very common in Japan as well.
Yeah, so quite a project.
It is.
So now you got everything ready. You're ready to move. Natsuko-san, tell us what happens next.
You have to look for a moving company, unless you're just carrying a backpack.
Good point.
Now, Sachiko-san, you'd mentioned you just moved. Tell us about this experience.
This was actually a pleasant experience. We found a place that did everything, that moved all our furniture, and we had huge furniture, for just $300 US, the equivalent of. Now, this is a great deal, considering it was enough furniture for two people, my boyfriend and I. The distance was kind of close. It was only about two cities away, so maybe that's why it was cheap.
But that's very reasonable.
It is, I think. Usually it would be about $1,000 US, maybe?
Kind of depending on what you have.
Right.
But I would like to point out a pitfall. Like one time we used this really cheap moving service. Like it was even less than $300. But
really?
This old man showed up.
This doesn't sound good.
So he starts carrying the boxes and like, I don't know if it was like his gimmick or his like, you know, his plan from the start, but like, you know, at first we were kind of watching him and then we're like, oh, we can't let him move all this stuff by himself. So then we started moving and basically we moved ourselves.
So that was all a scheme.
Yeah, maybe. That was part of the price.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually dyed his hair gray. It wasn't naturally gray. He dyed it so that you guys will feel guilty.
It could have been. But the point is that Sachiko-san said there are a lot of moving companies and a lot of individual movers out there. And there's some really good brand name companies that you might want to use because they do have that trust value. Three young people ready to punish their bodies will show up for you.
Which you unfortunately didn't get.
Didn't get it. Yeah. So, yeah, finding a company, negotiating, getting a time, and then getting everything into the boxes.
I recommend that if you have time, you should ask three or four companies to estimate
the
price. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that price to negotiate, you know, like saying, well, the other company said it would be 50,000 yen, like that.
Yeah, that is a really good strategy.
That goes for electronics, good shopping as well.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we learned the trick, right?
Right.
Yeah. But Japanese moving companies are very patient in terms of giving you estimates. I really appreciated that.
Oh, yeah,
and they wanted to know every little minuscule item that you had at home. Every little minuscule detail. It was fascinating. Yes.
For me, what the best part about a Japanese moving company is like you can let them move. And, well, from my experience and my friend's experience, you can really just not worry about things being broken or stolen.
That's huge.
Yes.
That is a huge
that is guaranteed.
Sense of security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at least as far as, again, I know my experience, and again, over 10 moves and my friend's experience, like stuff gets there, you know, the people are working very hard, take their jobs very, very professionally. Which is not the case in some places.
Maybe.
Right. We won't say where, but some places. Another thing I appreciated was that because people are very pretty neat freaks here, the movers were also very, very clean when they moved my boxes in. They made sure they took off their shoes at the entrance.
Yes,
they
yes.
made sure to wipe. They even wiped the windows for me.
Wow.
Oh, this mover, they even opened up all the boxes for me so I wouldn't have to do that on my own.
That's nice.
Very thorough.
It sounds that Sachiko-san had a very lucky moving experience.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we should call this the norm, but yeah. All right. So again, we're talking about this because March is the month to move. Everyone's moving. April, everyone's getting settled in. So we're running out of time now. What we're going to do, though, we want to talk, the whole goal of this, the Japanese culture class, was not to talk about the moving, not to talk about the movers, not doing a kind of a promo for Japanese movers. But the goal today was to talk about the customs associated with this. And they're pretty unique. Well, I don't know if I could say unique, but they're pretty interesting. And I really wanted to talk about these because I had some really interesting experiences. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back next week, actually in 2 weeks, and we're going to finish this off talking about customs associated with moving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また来週。
また来週。